We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Myron Metcalf covers college basketball for ESPN. Catch him on ESPN Radio. He's all over. He's on Twitter at Metcalf by ESPN. He joins us now. Myron, what's good, man?
How you guys doing, man?
I don't know. Not so good. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, it wasn't supposed to start like this.
You're going to have to help us.
Yeah. Been rocky, man. It's been a little rocky.
I mean, when you evaluate this Memphis basketball season and you see some of the things that have been said and you see the play on the court, like, could it have gone worse, honestly?
Yeah, it's been surprising, you know. I mean, you know, I think what happens to a team like that, too, is, like, you're kind of dealing with kind of basic and reasonable expectations. And then just before the season, you add an Imani Bates and a Jalen Duren, and everything kind of skyrockets. And I think you forget sometimes how difficult it is to just add pieces at that point in the season. It's just still so many things that you have to figure out. The whole Imani Bates at PG and trying to figure that out situation. And, you know, now that I think they're one of the highest turnover rates in the country. So I think there's a lot of moving parts, and Penny just hasn't figured out the formula yet. And then when you hear the post-game comments about jealousy on the team and challenges they have on the team, it just feels like one of those things where they got to fix it now or there's just going to be no way to fix it down the line.
Does it – how much optimism you got? I mean, Myron, you've covered college basketball a long time, and you've seen many a great coach. And I suppose there are some situations where maybe you've called out those veteran players and it's worked for you. Seemed like those would be the more veteran coaches. Just your optimism level that last two games Penny's called out, you know. Here's the issue, Myron. He's done it while essentially saying, hey, and you guys got to expect Imani Bates to be bad. Like, we're doing all we can with Imani. And so far, you know, he hadn't done anything wrong. It's you vets. When has calling out publicly worked is my question to you, Myron. I know for some vets maybe, but in this day and age, brother, where that transfer portal is looking good, and it just seems – I don't know that that's a good strategy. What say you?
Yeah, I think it depends on the team and the players mm-hmm. and the relationship the coach has with the players, right? I think you can do that to a team you're tight with. I think you can do that to a team where you have some established veterans who can kind of, you know, take that message and send it throughout the locker room and back you. We'll find out if Penny has that. But, yeah, I think it's always going to be shocking when you hear those comments at this point in the season and you see Imani and the challenges he's having to try to figure out what even position he plays.
Right.
You know, where can he be effective? And you come to a team that, you know, was really good defensively, still a good defensive team, but still some question marks on offense. It comes down to the turnovers, right? Like, at the end of the day, this is a team that's just committing way too many turnovers at this point, one of the worst marks in America. But you still see a team where it's like, okay, if they can correct that on some level, they've been one of the top offensive rebounding teams in the country. You know what the talent is. And I guess when you ask about, okay, what's ahead, I've covered this sport for a long time. I've watched a lot of teams die in December only to live again in March.
Very true.
Right? Yes. And what happens with those teams is the whole attention goes away. People stop caring.
Right.
And all of a sudden they realize that all the hype wasn't real, and now they're doubted. And there are some teams that feed off of that and almost like need that, that you didn't believe in me in order for them to really grow. I think about that 2014 Kentucky team that made a run to the Final Four mm-hmm. when nobody had them going at this point in the season, and then they kind of just came together. Can Memphis do that? Maybe. But I think they got to come together in that locker room before any of that can be a possibility.
Yeah, we're talking to Myron Metcalf, Absolutely. Covers college basketball for ESPN. I guess, you know, that is the hope, right? That is certainly the hope for Memphis right now, the coming together in the locker room. And Penny did dial it back a little bit on his radio show yesterday. Sort of, he had thrown the team under the bus, you know, for the last two games. And on the radio show, he said, it's all on me. I guess just on the court, right, in terms of the play on the court, you mentioned the turnovers. How much of it boils down to Penny deciding on one lineup, one starting lineup, and being willing to live with its mistakes? Because there's been a lot of jerking around with certain guys for this season. How much of it boils down to just that and letting a lineup breathe, make mistakes, and come back from it?
That's part of it. I remember talking to Bill Self after Udoka Azubuike was playing against Oklahoma, that Trae Young team, and they basically did a hack-a-shack on Udoka, right? And Kansas lost the game. And we asked Bill Self, like, why'd you keep him in the game? Guy's a terrible free throw shooter. Like, why would you put him in that position? He said, I couldn't yank him because of what it would have done to his confidence. He said, I could do that to other players, but I couldn't do that to him. And I think there is maybe a specific element in that when it comes to these lineups that Penny is using. You know, he knows how these guys are wired on some level. And there are some guys you can move around in the lineup and they'll be okay. Mm-hmm. There are other guys who might shut down. And I do think that's part of what Penny is trying to figure out with this team. But I think the number one thing coming into this season when you look at it is one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game didn't really know what he was going to do at point guard. Didn't necessarily have a ton of confidence about what he was going to do at the most important position on the floor. I think that's where it starts. Was Imani Bates a running point guard, an experiment? You know, what does that mean for him going forward? Now maybe the experiment's over. Do you believe in Lomax? Do you believe in your ball handler? Because I think everything else goes from there. I just think they have more questions than answers right now at this point in the season. The turnovers are a huge thing. You can't win at a high level if you continue to do that. But I just think Penny's still trying to figure out the right formula for this team.
How about this Alabama team that Memphis is going to see in a couple of games? They got Alabama, Myron, and then they got Tennessee after that one. And, you know, you already lost to Georgia and to Ole Miss. And this feels like now we're talking top of the SEC. How good can those two teams be? Just watched Alabama take apart Gonzaga for the most part. Felt like a double-digit game most of the way through. And they've got Houston coming up. They will not be in any way intimidated by Memphis with what they've already seen.
Yeah, let's see who you are. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, let's see what you're about. And I think this is sort of that that moment. I mean, I think they kick off conference play. Don't they go to Wichita State, you know, I believe? Like, there's not going to be any easy games, but this is what you ask for. When you get into Monty Bates and the Jalen Duren, this is what you want, you know? So I think we are going to find out a lot about this team in the next couple of weeks. Because Alabama and Tennessee, it'd be one thing to lose those games. It'd be another thing to get punched in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And trust me, those two teams are coming to punch these dudes in the face. Ain't nobody giving Memphis any sympathy. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody worried about Imani Bates and Jalen Duren being young and Penny not figuring out. No, these teams are coming for blood. And at some point, Memphis, its history, has been defined as the program that's the one coming for blood, right? Memphis is a team coming into the gym to hunt you down. And now it's the other way around. So there has to be some of that Memphis spirit, man, in this team in these next couple of games. Because if you go from losing three in a row to now losing five out of six,
right. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different conversation, especially with a team that's counting on a bunch of young guys, especially if it's the turnovers again, mm-hmm. especially if the lineup changes are still happening. So I think they got to show something in one of those games to really prove something to themselves. I think Alabama, you could say, is one of the most important games that Penny Hardaway has coached in his entire career.
Yeah, I like the way you put it earlier, Myron, just about teams that die in December, they come back to life in February and March, and certainly like the most prominent example of that last year was UCLA. I mean, nobody was talking about UCLA in December, and then they come and they go to the Final Four and look where they are now with Juzang and those guys. So certainly you see the talent in Memphis and the ability to do that. But The only difference would be, you know, you don't have those golden opportunities in conference. You got Houston twice, and those are really the only games that would matter at all to the committee. So in terms of the path to the NCAA tournament right now for Memphis, like, do they have to get one of these games against Alabama and Tennessee, like, in terms of building a resume and getting there? Like, what's the path?
No, it feels like it. I mean, it feels like if you lose those two games, you're in a really, really tough situation in league play. I mean, Houston is a really good win. You know, Cincy, Wichita State might be solid wins, but nothing that puts you over the top. So then you end up in a situation where maybe you go into the postseason and you got to win the tournament, and you don't want that. So, yeah, I think you got to get one of those wins to even feel like you could have that conversation going into league play without some sort of miraculous finish, which is why I said I think, you know, that stretch might be the most important stretch that Penny has had as a coach at Memphis. But I also don't know, like, there's a part of me that's like, it is coaching, right? Like, it is coaching in this. It is coaching in X's and O's. It is coaching in, you know, how you're guiding these guys, the level of discipline they have or they don't have. But, man, some of this is on this team. Like, you got to want it, man. Like, you either show up or you don't. And to me, what happened against Iowa State was Memphis decided that it wasn't going to fight back. And that's scary, right, for any team. Like, you're getting punched in the face, you just go sit there and take it. Okay, that doesn't speak to the history of that program.
Right.
And then you go to Georgia, and you don't show the fight that you should have shown. And then you go play Ole Miss, and you're sort of like, all right, well, here we go again. At some point, somebody in that locker room, it ain't got nothing to do with Penny, has to decide that they're done with losing like this. I don't know who that is, but that's what changes these teams. Like, that's when teams kind of have a moment. It's not with coach saying the same thing over and over again. It's those guys deciding that they don't want to be this and that this doesn't represent who they are.
Yep. We're talking to Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. And it's interesting, like Gonzaga, the first, you know, two, three games of the season, we were talking about, oh, here we go again. Like, they're going to go undefeated, you know, until we get to the NCAA tournament. And then they, you know, Billy Clyde gives them a game there at Tarleton State. They lose to Duke. And then Alabama, I mean, it was a 9-point game, but it really wasn't as close as the score indicated. What do you make of the situation at Gonzaga and just sort of how quickly the narrative kind of flipped on them?
Well, I was with them all week in Vegas, man. I did this profile, so I hung out with the team. You know, I saw how good they can be. I think Chet Holmgren's a really, really good player. Obviously, you got Drew Timmy, National Player of the Year. You know, they just made some mistakes, but they also played a stretch that no one else played. Like, you played Texas, UCLA, Duke, and Alabama.
Yeah.
I'd say most teams in America are probably losing at least two of those games.
Right.
Like, how many teams in America are going 3-1 in that stretch, right? And Gonzaga lost two. So I just think that says more about who they played. Duke, they were right there. You know, Chet Holmgren gets in foul trouble early in the game, and then Paulo had his cramps in the second half, but Duke kept the pressure on. So I think it's still a really good team. They're trying to figure out Chet Holmgren and Drew Timmy a lot defensively, because teams are kind of exploiting that, the two big lineup. But I still think that's a really talented team that might benefit from losing some of the hype, right? Oh, you doubt us now? That actually might help that team long term.
Myron, in terms of biggest disappointments in the NFL this season, turning you to something else, how high are the Minnesota Vikings on the list?
They are the list, I think, you know? I mean,
Cleveland and Minnesota to me.
Yeah, I mean, they are the list just in that they've had so many opportunities for things to be a completely different thing for them, right? Just so many opportunities. And, like, what I hate about teams is, like, when people say, oh, man, they almost beat Arizona, man. They were right there with Cincinnati. Yeah, but they didn't.
Right.
You know, like, winning is a habit, but losing is too. And that's what they've learned to do. I don't care how close they were. They didn't get the job done. And you're watching that. I mean, you beat the Packers, and then you can't beat Detroit. You know, you lose to San Francisco. Like, I just think they're a fraud, and they always have been, you know, a team that will get your hopes up and then disappoint you, just not good enough to be consistent and compete. So I think they'll fire everybody probably and make a lot of changes. But it ain't on Kirk Cousins. I mean, for once, it's not him. It's everybody else.
That's true.
Yeah, but don't you totally expect them to beat Pittsburgh on Thursday? Like I do. Like that's what
no,
they do. That's
I
what
don't.
They do.
No,
that's
I don't.
What,
I don't.
That's what the Vikings do. Though.
They might have let go.
I don't
they
know.
Might be
right. I don't know if they might win one more game the rest of the season. Man. And I'm not saying that just to exaggerate.
Pittsburgh ain't
in the
that team though, like that, Myron. I mean, you know, like Big Ben's barely out. He's barely hanging on.
barely hanging on but beat Baltimore, right?
Yes.
I mean, like at the end of the day, I trust nothing when it comes to the Minnesota. They lost to Detroit, okay? They lost to winless Detroit. Anything to me is possible with this team when it comes to how much they can lose the rest of the way. They're just not a good team, man.
Yeah. What did you make? You know, you used to when Versus, first started, like you would be able to like go to this website and you could like see how people would score, you know, the Versus. And I couldn't find a score. I couldn't find one for 3-6 and Bone Thugs. How would you score it?
I think 3-6 took that. I mean, 3-6.
Yes.
I mean, when I saw 8-Ball MJG come out, that was like, that was it. Gangsta Booze with him. I mean, that was everything to me. And then to me, the Busy Bone thing, like it got all the hype, but to me, it threw off Bone's entire momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just messed up the whole vibe. And then they had to kind of come back without him and just kind of figure it out. I don't know who picked their song choices either.
Yeah, that was
and
rough.
Like, what they did, but I thought 3-6 was in his element, man, and. Like, you're not going to beat 3-6 in a competition like that with all the people they could bring out.
Mm-hmm.
They put on a show, man. You can tell those dudes still perform at a high level.
They do. There's no doubt. Hey, Myron, man, appreciate the time as always, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he is Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. Yeah, I mean, that's the setting for 3-6, bro. Versus, you know what I mean? Like, that is their element completely. They're going to get the crowd. Now, that crowd kind of sucked.
Some dudes trying to sing. Some old dudes trying to sing against them. You're gonna shine.
Yeah.
And Bone again. They're trying to sing still.
Yeah. Now I'm being.
This doesn't. It didn't match up.
I'm being told I do have some information on this that you have successfully slid in the DMs of Gangsta Vu.
Oh yeah. We're trying to get her on the show.
Yeah.
So about how she repped Memphis and that thing and was all up in under Busy skin.
Does she follow you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So not because of Jason Smith or anything, not because.
Okay.
It's because I think she follows all former and current Tiger basketball beat writers. Boo, a big Tiger basketball fan.
Is that true?
Yes.
I had no clue.
Followed me a long time ago when I was Tiger basketball beat writer, and I've long followed her work and been a fan of hers.
Yeah.
But it was at some point during my time as beat writer with the CA that she followed. We're going to try to get Boo on this week, hopefully. No, she's still busy, still performing. Probably a little bit more than our man White. She's very busy. Gets a lot of performances. Don't bite your lip.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get her on the show this week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it for me, though.
No.
You're putting it all out there before the job's even done. You're not supposed to do that, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I think it'll work out. I truly do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.